I'm Kevin O'Coin.
And I'm Brian Ackley. This is Life in the Rough, the podcast.
Episode 18.
Trey sixes, baby!
Woo! I must have had a run of three sixes this weekend. I don't know, somewhere.
Yeah, the amount of the amount of sixes that I've probably carded in the past week and 2 days since we last recorded. No, a week and a day. God, it's gotten ugly. I mean, you'd think that we had a golf podcast or something, but the scores that I'm posting, they're not the best, Kev. They're not the best.
I mean, I have to agree with you. My scores have not been the best either. I've had some nice holes.
It's still April. Let's just hold on to that. So this episode, we've got a ton to talk about. All right. So listen, selfishly, our fantasy, since it's by players, we don't get involved in the match play tournament. So we're not really going to talk about the previous tournament.
Zurich.
The Zurich Classic. Listen, Cameron Smith, mullet team won. He's on my team, so whenever he plays next, he better do good. So
that's he's on your fantasy squad?
Yeah, you dropped him earlier this year. It's been the pickup of the year for me, my friend. Also,
I don't think it was me that dropped him.
Well, okay, we'll have to double check that. But also, Nelly had texted me earlier today, fan of the podcast. He said, Kazire is probably going to go off now that you picked him up because Nelly just dropped him this week.
Oh yeah. Well, I needed to do a late addition for this week because Shane Lowry backed out.
Yeah, I had Tyrrell Hatton and Strata, whatever the fuck his last name is.
I don't know. I had two guys back out too, Strata, though.
No, dude, they've got COVID. They
what?
They didn't get the fucking vaccine like your boy got. Fully vaccinated here on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Whoop whoop. Yeah, dude. The four people now have backed out due to COVID. So it's a shitstorm. But nonetheless, we'll cover next week or this coming week, next week. Huge announcement. The second round of merch has been ordered. The polos, the short sleeves, the long sleeves. We've got everybody. We've got Noski, we've got Mayfield, DeFusco, John Ackley, Derm. Dennis Chambers, Colin McBurney, Eddie Freeman, Nelly got some. Jack got more swag. Dennis Anicelli got some.
Wait, Jack got more swag?
Jack got more swag. I got five more fucking items. Jack had to get something. My mom, my sister-in-law, my wife, my sister, her fiance, Kev. We were throwing out the merch this time around, my friend.
Slinging merch. Slinging it. Like we were like the guys, like in like you know in the movies when you see like the sketchy guy in the trench coat walk up and he like opens it up and he says like 17 pairs of scissors that he's selling. That's us with our merch.
Except we're not sketchy because this is legitimate shit. I send people the link. I'm not charging extra here. It is what it is. But so here we go. The merch has been ordered. I'm hoping that it's in by next week, and then I will start meeting up with people, hopefully for rounds of golf, so we can get out there. So the merch is in. The order's been placed. We have a couple things to discuss. I had played. I've got some rounds. I've got some rounds that we need to talk about. I've got some double bogeys that we need to address. Birdie that we could talk about, and we have the IOI. Obviously the inaugural.
Yeah, we just have the IOI. We have the IOI. It's no big deal. You're out here whispering, Bri. We have the IOI.
That is the inaugural obligational invitational, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about it last week. You obviously know about it. It was at Toccoa Country Clubs in Westfield, Massachusetts, a Donald Ross course, and it played great. I'm excited to talk about it. But before we do, Kev, I have a tragedy that I've got to talk about first. So before the IOI, I was nervous. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to perform. I'm nervous. You know, Kev's been out there shooting birdies and I've got zero. And after this round, I still had zero, but I was like, I need to get out there and get some confidence before I play against Kev tomorrow. It's our first major of the year, our first match. I need to go in there to some confidence. So I'm going to quickly run through this. So we played 13 holes. We got backed up so bad by 2 sixems in a row. We had to leave the course. There wasn't going to be enough time for us to finish playing. And the boys had stuff to do.
Sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Why were you held up again?
There were 2 sixems. We're not sure. I believe it was the hand holding league. It seemed to be a bunch of couples and they were standing at the same tee boxes when they tee off. And then they'd wait to go to the women's tee boxes to tee off. There was a lot of efficiencies that were not there. Let's put it that way. Lack of efficiency in these groups. Rather upset. Took a picture. Might post later. Tallwood, not too pleased about that. Correct yourself before you get wrecked yourself by LITR. So
I'm saying
it was a tough day. 30 mile an hour winds. I'm playing with buddy Dan, fan of the podcast. And one of his buddies. So we didn't start off great. Started off with a 7. That's a double bogey. So we're just going to read through the scores. So we've got a double with a 3-putt. Then we've got a bogey. Then we've got a bogey. Then we've got a par. Hit the fairway and the green. Great job, Brian.
There you go.
How to golf. Yeah, no problem. But don't worry. On the next hole, we triple bogeyed with a dropped ball. That was great. That was fun. So that's a triple. And then just for fun, par 3 next, we double bogeyed that. Triple bogeyed the next par 4, and then triple bogeyed the next par 4, and then ended with a bogey. That would be 5 double bogeys on the front 9, equaling a 51. Awesome, awesome score. Got all the confidence up there. Make the turn with a bogey, bogey, par, par. Feeling great about it. And then we get stuck behind these sixums. Let's be real. I already had 5 doubles. With the wind that we were dealing with in the next 5 holes, I would have probably got at least 3 more. So maybe I'm lucky that we weren't able to finish. But yeah, so 5 doubles there. And that adds to the tally. I'm not sure what it put me at overall, but I have my tally after the rounds I played this past week. So why don't we move the fuck on from what I did, and let's just talk about the IOI.
Well, I think to transition to the IOI, because you restrained yourself from telling me anything about this until now. And we obviously saw each other on Saturday for the IOI. But coming off that round on Friday, going into the IOI, what was your mindset? Like, what was your mental space like there?
Well, here's, you know, I needed to clear my head. So got into bed early. And, you know, I listened to a book on tape. On Tiger Woods. And then it was like the bad chapters. And I was like, this is shitty. This is the worst. I need to progress in this book, but I didn't. So no, I had no good karma going into it. I woke up. You had sent me a text, a voice message. You'd sent me a little audio clip. You're like, hey man, fucking I'm ready. Fully at it. And I look at the clock and I was like, honey, it hurt when I got out of bed this morning. Like, You know how many times I swung the club yesterday on the little amount of holes I played? Like, I am sore. And I'm like, I'm not feeling good about it. So Kev, I did not feel great. I the only time I felt great was on the first hole when I piped a beautiful fade right into the fairway. Oh. That's the only time I felt that is when I felt great to feel about the round. And that feeling ended about 7 minutes later. We can get into it when you want to get into the round, but to just bring it back home, I wasn't feeling great coming into it. I was trying to blame the wind for sure. I was trying to get in my head about it because seriously, it was a 30 mile, like we were talking about 2.5 club difference here. And when it's left to right, it's just, that can be super frustrating to play in. So I can't wait till one of us gets to 50 double bogeys so I can stop caring about it. Because I'm just kicking myself in the ass. Being like, why am I playing in this bullshit weather? Like, all I'm doing is helping Kevin right now. Brian, why don't you go to the practice range like you said you were going to do in episodes 4, 5, 9, 12? No, God forbid you listen to yourself.
Hey, listen, nobody else listens to you either, Bryce. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's.
But it's funny that you're saying this because I had the complete opposite mentality going into the IOI. I was feeling good. I was excited. I could hardly sleep the night before. I was all jacked up to drive out there. And then you got to tee off first. We spun the tee. You got to tee off first. And like the whole time, like before you even tee off, I'm like looking at the hole. Like it looks like it's a pretty tough tee shot, or not like a tough tee shot, but you need to put it in the right spot. So I'm like picturing like, all right, like this is like exactly where I want to put the ball, exactly where I want to put the ball. Then you hit your fucking tee shot. I'm like, all right, well, that's exactly what I wanted to do. And now that he's done it, I know I can't do it too. And I kind of hit this little pull off the first tee. And then all positivity left my mind because I thought it went into the jump.
It did. But
like you said, 7 minutes later, we again had a swapping of the mentalities. I happened to find my ball kind of cozied up kind of near a tree, but I had a swing. Like I wasn't like against the tree. I had a swing.
No. So hold on. Before he even hits this shot, I'm sitting in the fairway and I'm like, all right, he's like under a tree. Like he's got some stuff to deal with. Kev, no pressure. I'm not trying to rush you. I'm just not going to stand here in the sun. I've got stuff to do, Kev. I've got to giddy up. I don't want to press you. So I stick it. I'm on the green. I've hit a fir. I've hit a gur. I'm sitting there with a 15-foot putt for birdie. And Kevin's under a tree. I was like,
catching shade. I was one.
I'm in position A.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? All right. I have the shot in my bag. I have to keep it low because the branches were hanging down. Had like, I think it was 130, 135, maybe something like that. So I take a little half punch 5-iron and just run it up perfect. I think I probably rolled it up onto the green, had about, 25 feet, 30 feet. Dude, I was outside of you because you were pretty close, but yeah, we were pretty similar distances.
Yeah, I'd say it was probably about a 23-foot putt downhill.
Which I poured in.
Yeah, fuck you.
For birdie! First hole, the IOY.
I'm sitting here, the kid doesn't hit a fairway, kid doesn't hit a green. I've got to put a circle around his fucking number. Not to mention, guys, I have a downhill putt as well. Yeah, I three putted it for bogey. So that's also kind of important because Kevin and I were playing the game of some call it snake, some call it wearing the belt, where every time someone three putts.
I looked it up, by the way, confirmed it's snake.
Snake. Okay. All right. Okay. So we're playing snake, which means if you three putt, you are the snake. You make a bet before the round starts, and whoever is the last to three putt essentially has to pay that bet. So I started off the round with a three putt after I hit the fairway and the green. So that was awesome. I was feeling great about it. Granted, it was match play. So I was only down one, even though Kevin was up 2 strokes on me overall. But then we went to the second hole and Kevin parred it without hitting a fairway or a green once again, which made me feel great about my efforts because I bogeyed again. So we're through 2 holes and Kevin's up 2-0. I say right away, I was like, wow, well, this, I really hope we're able to play a couple holes on the back nine, Kev. And that's what I said.
Well, I agree. Well, I wouldn't say I didn't think it was going to be like a blowout or anything like that, but I was feeling good because not only was I up 2, but I'm 1 under through 2. So like, dude, I'm feeling good. Like I got strokes to give, you know what I mean?
There. The kid added a birdie to the bank. He's up 2 strokes through 2. The odds are on his side. Third hole, par 3, over some water.
It, short of the green is in water. It's like there's nothing other than a tee box and a green on this hole. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I have honors. Like I think it was 160-ish. Like nice, smooth 8-iron. I chunk it into the water.
Splash.
You proceed to hit your ball. You get it up there. We don't see it because it was like in the shade. It was hard to see your ball. Like we didn't even know where it was until we started walking up. Looks like you were right of the green. We walk up and get to the drop zone. And then we realize that your ball must have taken some sort of sick kick off. Great. Like,
roll. I mean, I played it that way, obviously.
Yeah, you obviously went to this course Thursday, Friday, played a couple times, sure. Got the lay of the land.
Yeah.
And it had rolled over to the pin, which was back left. Like, that's why I was just so confused. Like, your ball landed right of the green and then ended up left of the pin, which was on the left side of the green.
Yeah, well, you know, a little shot shape, Kev. You'll learn that.
I'm working on it. I watch a couple of YouTube videos.
That'll do.
And you had what, like 8 feet?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I missed the putt, but yeah, I mean, about eight to 10 feet for birdie.
Right.
Missed it, but two putt par. I mean, Kev had some work to do. So, I mean, he already had to drink. He had to, you know, take a drop in the drink. So that, you know, took that one. So it was Kev's up 2-1 after 3. Next hole, par five, not too long, but kind of a dog leg, if I remember correctly, like 490, something.
Yeah. You remember the tee shot? Like we could only see, like we couldn't see the fairway past like a 230 shot.
Yeah. The guy, it looked like the guys were hanging out on the cart path. And when we got out there, we're like, oh wow, this is how far out they were. Yeah.
Right.
So, stroked my drive. I mean, it was out there. It was sitting perfect line.
Very similar to your drive on one.
Yeah, I felt like this was a fade course. This was a Donald Ross course. The tee boxes were very close to the greens. This particularly course played much more to a fade than a draw, which was certainly beneficial to me. So I piped my drive. Piped my three wood, had no issue. I think I maybe had a gap wedge in and I'm sorry. Piped my three wood and I was behind a bunker. Only had, I think it was like 37 yards, 47 yards. No, about 47 yards probably. I had to go over this bunker. Kev, you got it on camera. We were able to upload it to the Instagram. It was great. I hit right on the lip of this bunker and it rolls down to probably about 6 inches from the cup. For a tap in birdie,
it was probably the most unbelievable shot that I've personally recorded.
Love it.
B, one of the best short game shots I've seen you hit.
Love it.
Ever. It was a fantastic shot, and I didn't necessarily realize it on that hole, but I was thinking about it later in the round when we realized how fast those greens were, how you were able to get that up over the bunker and to land soft and stay that close to that pin, because the pin was closer to the bunker than it was the other side of the green.
Yeah, for sure.
You somehow,
dude. Well, it was just an unbelievable landed shot. On the lip and then started rolling through the first cut, rolling through the fringe, getting up there. And in the video, you can kind of see once it gets to the green, it kind of just continues to roll and then stops. But dude, you're absolutely right. And these greens, they were so quick. They definitely fucked me up today when I played.
So yeah,
great shot. So I ended up birdie in number four, hardest hole on the course. Oh, come on. I hit a fairway and hit a green once again. Cannot complain. We're all tied up after four.
You were intimidating me. Like as soon as we got to the third hole, I was scared. I was shaking in my boots.
All tied up after four, tee off on five. Neither of us hit the fairway. Neither of us hit the green. It's great things. We're looking good. I'm not too far off though. I'm not too far off of the green. I end up going up and down off, and I one putt for par. Kevin ends up with a two putt for bogey. So it is 1-0 after five.
Right.
Or 3-2 if you want to look at it.
So just to recap the first five holes. Through the first two, I am up two, and I'm playing 1-under. Then on the next three holes, I triple while you par, double while you birdie, and then bogey while you par. So that was just like – the first two to the next three, dramatic swing for the match.
Oh yeah. And then we
on both sides.
Oh, it was a huge swing. I mean, my mental game completely shifted. Next hole, par three, we both miss the green and we both get up and two putt for par for bogey. Sorry. So we both bogey the sixth hole, 15th easiest hole. They say, awesome. Good for you.
The 220 yard par three with trees lining both sides of it.
Yeah, I, dude,
third easiest hole.
Yeah, super easy. Thanks, Donald Ross. Seventh hole, third handicap, number three handicap. I hit the fairway. I hit the green. I ended up with two putt, got a par. I cleaned that up pretty easy. The double didn't help you, but
yeah. So that's another double for me. So that's three doubles in this round so far for Kev.
And I still have none. So we are doing good in the tournament. Kev, also, we're tied on birdies. We each have a birdie so far. Next hole, par four, hole eight, kind of washy. I mean, we both missed the fairway. We
played the exact same hole, essentially.
Yeah, we both bogeyed. Going into number nine, we both double bogeyed. And both did it in great fashion because we both three putt double bogeyed. So, hey, everyone. Hats off to us. Granted, I will say I ended up shooting a 41 on the way out there. So I felt great about that. I definitely
a 41 with a double on nine. I mean, that's not bad.
Dude,
that's not bad at all.
No,
you were playing really well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll take it. And Kev ended up with a 47, which, I mean, you got a couple sevens.
Yeah, not as good.
When you get a couple sevens, you might end up with a 47.
Right.
So we made the turn. And when we made the turn, it was, what was the score? I'm up one. I'm up two. I'm up two at the turn.
Yep.
Okay. So we're making the turn at the back. There wasn't a cart girl selling hot dogs, chicken sandwiches, waffle fries. We didn't have any of that. I offered Kevin a couple packages of peanut butter crackers. I also had Nature Valley granola bars. He turned them both down. Okay. So I don't want to hear about any fatigue that he might mention on the back nine, but it wasn't there because I offered him food.
All right. First of all, I don't know when you, maybe you texted me the offer and I just didn't look at my phone. I don't recall hearing you offering.
He mentioned something that can only be proven because it's in written format. Guys, you know, why would I ever send you a text message on the golf course? I offered you food. You turned it down. You had another Miller Lite. I don't know what to tell you.
Tell it to the fucking judge, Bri.
Okay.
But so we didn't see a girl in a cart, but we did see a cart at the turn.
We saw a golf cart that was
like, if a Hummer was a golf cart. What do you say?
Almost? I mean, it had two speakers in the rear. It had a subwoofer in the back. It had two speakers in the front. It had a CD player, an auxiliary cord hookup. They were personal seats. They weren't. It just wasn't like one flat bench in the area. Dude, this thing was badass. You could hear this from holes away, all over the golf course. Definitely a bucket list item for me, Kev. I definitely want my own cart.
These cheapskates getting the remote control push carts instead of just buying their own fucking ride along cart. But anyway, we make the turn. You're up two.
We make the turn. Yeah, we're up two. We both bogey. Nothing.
I think you have the belt at the turn. I think it's one silver lining.
I do not have the belt at the turn. So what happened? Both three putted number nine, which meant the belt didn't change place.
Right. Never mind. Yeah, you're right.
So Kevin's got the belt. I'm up 2-0. And I'm glad we say belt because I don't want to say Kevin's got the snake. That just sounds weird. We can call the game snake, but it's whoever has the belt. That's the way we're going to go about it from here on. And I'll cheers to that.
Cheers.
So we go in to the easiest hole on the course. So they say 170 yards.
What?
Easiest hole on the course, 18 handicap. Yeah, no problem. Kevin and I both get bogeys. I three putt in great fashion. So I take that belt back from him and I go into the 12th hole with trepidation. Very nervous, Kev. I was very nervous. I just three putted a three putt bogey, man. Those will irk you. And you smoked your tee shot. And I mean, I hit a tee shot that was okay. I made the fairway, but then you smoked a three wood that was like 240 yards and you're like 1 foot off the green. Like,
it was a hybrid, but thank you.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. So let me tell you guys, I ended up with a par on this hole and it doesn't even matter because Kevin fucking has 46 yards to the pin and just chips in for eagle.
Woo!
Call that big bird. Call that big bird. And I almost want to give it a car. Yeah. So that was the first point exchanged in like five holes. Good thing we weren't playing carryover because I would have been fucked.
Well, you were also getting a stroke on that hole and you made par. So you really made par for birdie. So that chip in would have, or like won me the hole essentially too.
I mean, guys.
So that was
guys, huge,
big nuts.
Huge. Hey, let him watch. Hey, tell your sister, let him watch. So definitely I my morale is down after that. I was like, damn, I just got a par. This guy eagles. All right, whatever. Go to the,
we had just tied the previous four holes.
Yeah.
We were in a stalemate.
Yeah. So next hole, smoke my drive. I let it get away from me. Smoke my drive, miss the green, but I'm able to get up and down for par. Kevin, on the other hand, he won the belt back.
Yeah, and I think I chili dipped my chip too. So it was just an ugly hole altogether. I missed the fairway, missed the green, three putt. That's a double bogey when you add it up like that.
So double bogey for Kev there. Honestly, dude, I don't really want to talk about the next couple holes, so I'm just going to give the scores. You bogeyed
the par five 14th. I double bogeyed it. You quadrupled the par four 15th. I tripled it. You had awesome.
That's just funny.
Yeah, no, that's great. This is why we live life in the rough, people. 16th hole, you hit the green, two putt, par. Awesome job for you. I don't know what anything is, and I get a six. That's a triple. I might have put the ball in the water. To be honest, I really don't even know.
I think you took two out of the sand and then three putted, if I remember correctly. Not to call you out on the podcast, but
no, I'm looking at the scorecard and I see I two putted. So, you know what might have happened, Kev? I probably used my putter three times, but I wasn't on the green.
Maybe.
And then going into 17, that was big because you would just, you're down two going into 17.
Yeah.
That's what ended up happening. And we tied.
Yeah. So you clinched the match there, which by the way, 17, that is a very difficult par four.
445 yard par four, ladies and gentlemen.
With a 90 degree dog leg that you need to hit a drive like 280 to get around the corner on.
Yeah.
And like on the perfect line. Like it was when I got there, I was like, oh, is this a par five? Tough par four. Yeah, like two bogeys there is fine. I'm not upset with that.
Definitely tough. So I won the match after 17. Obviously, we're still going to play 18. It's a par three, 231 yards. That's fun. I ended up getting a par. Kevin ends up with a bogey. I finished with an 87. Kevin ends up shooting a 91. That's IOI. Guys, that is the first major of the year. I am up 1-0. I feel great about it. But there's a lot of things that I need to address. I need to work on. So this is just a little minor victory. But felt good about it. Kev bought lunch. Kev also kept the belt for the three putts, so he had to pick up the tip too. Guys, come on.
Yeah, it was on 18, I was just rooting for you to three putt. I'm not usually one to root against my opponent necessarily, but I just wanted to I needed to win something. Cuz I was a mess all day for the most part. I mean, I birdied one and I had the eagle, but other than that, I couldn't string anything together and it was mentally taxing.
Yeah, I had four doubles and a birdie. You had, I don't know how many doubles you had, but you had two birdies or better because you had the eagle.
I had one, two, three, four, five. I had five.
All right. So
I just had no pars. Very few. I think I had like two pars.
So that puts me at 31 doubles. Doubles or worse after 99 holes.
After 99 holes.
Yes.
Okay. I only have my score. I have my numbers tallied up for the entire weekend, and I played again on Sunday.
Ooh, so lucky we had shitty weather here Sunday. I wasn't able to get out. I did have brunch. Don't get me wrong. We made the best of it. We went down to our friends in Waterford. We had brunch. There was mimosas. I think there were four bottles that might have been open. Don't worry about it. The babies were sleeping. But woo, we got after it. Brunch, baby. I love brunch. Who doesn't love brunch? If you don't love it.
Want to know what I did on Sunday?
Please, hold on. Please tell me that it was like something like brunch or a brewery or a tasting or a site. So it was something before golf, because if you golfed, what are we talking about?
We went to brunch on Sunday morning too, because we were supposed to have shitty weather as well, so we were like, all right, like let's go to brunch, like we'll do
that's what stuff. We do that's what we do, yeah. People, shitty weather, brunch,
exactly. So we go to brunch. I think before brunch even happens, I said to Julia, I'm like, oh hey, I think I'm probably gonna go try to hit like some balls this afternoon. There's like a covered range, like up the road a little bit. And she's like, oh, I'm actually getting my nails done at 3. I'm like, oh, I might just go play golf then. She's like, yeah, go for it. So I'm like, oh, sick. Integrated round that I wasn't even planning on. So had brunch, went to brunch, had a couple of beers, went home, and I got to go out and play 18. At
a couple beers before
golf course. Oh,
God, dude. A couple brewery beers before 18?
They were craft beers. We weren't at the brewery.
They were IPAs.
Oh, they were. I was an IPA sipper.
Yeah.
In the words of
there
my co-host Brian Ackley.
Yeah. I could be an IPA sipper, but I can't be a dipper because that would get sick.
You will get sick. So anyway, I'm going over there. I was like, I'm trying to decide, like, maybe I'll walk 9. I wanted to at least hit balls because I was, like I was saying, man, I couldn't hit a ball on Saturday. I was in a really bad mental space. So I go over there and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play. So there was nobody there.
Devil on your shoulder.
Parking lot's like basically empty. So I grab a small bucket, which also, by the way, you had the total advantage on Saturday because I always hit balls before I play. Like I can't play without like getting loose. And like, I know you're not the same like in that regard. And I wasn't able to hit balls before the IOI and that fucked with your boy.
Before we go in for, I'm going to need somebody to chime in. Somebody needs to reach out, email, Instagram, DM, all of the above. I'm at an advantage because you didn't get to warm up, but I just get out of the car, throw my club behind my arms 3 or 4 times, hit 5 balls on the putting green, and I'm ready to play. And
Bri, what is your normal pre-round routine?
I could start to lie to you and say every time I go I hit balls into my net prior, but I did that today, but it's not always with the driver. Like I feel with the driver, when I try to do too much I can't hit it well. I feel like I don't need to stretch. Sorry. See, bro,
that's like what I need it for is for driver.
I don't know. Okay, sorry. I guess
So I get there. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna hit a small bucket before I play. I'm spoiled. The course I play at, there's a range right in the front. So I get to hit balls before I play.
You went to a range though, didn't you? Or you GPS'd a range?
It said there was a fucking range in the same town as Tacoma Country Club, Westfield, Massachusetts.
And
it's like 3 miles away. So I drive past the course because it was like on my way. And I'm pulling up there, and as I pull in there, I'm like, oh, this used to be a driving range and probably shut down 5 years ago, and it's just now abandoned with gates blocking off the parking lot.
So I would probably challenge you to say that you could have taken, you know, 5-6 balls and went and hit them. And went and then shagged him like the guy does at your local driving range, you know, with the little shagger there. Listen, no, hey, if nobody
there was gates blocking off that you couldn't even pull into.
You hop the fence. Come on.
Where am I going to put my car?
Leave it at the gate.
And as it is, there's like 25 minutes before our tee time, or maybe a little bit more than that. But I was like, I'm cutting it close. I'm like, at this point, now I just got to go grab beers. Fuck it. So,
and anyway. Quality move, guys. He also gave me a call and he was like, hey man, I'm about to go to the package store. Do you need beers? Like, some think for themselves, they wouldn't do that. They would just, you know, go there and get to the course. And then you're like, oh, you got beer? And they'd be like, yeah, you didn't. And you'd be like, well, could have shot me a text. Like,
we're not just co-hosts, we're friends.
Didn't have to be passive aggressive about it, Kyle.
Go eat some drywall, Kyle. Anyway. So Sunday afternoon. So again, now I'm playing in the afternoon, which is another weird thing that Kev doesn't do. Like I always want to play in the AM. But anyway, get there, hit a small bucket, and when I pull in, it's fucking dead. So I'm like, sick. I'm gonna be able to play by myself. I'm gonna be able to play quick. In the first 4 holes, 2 separate groups let me play through.
Oh, love that. Shout out to those groups. Love that.
Yeah. The Karma first was like a them. Group of 3 dudes, like our age. The second was like these 2 middle-aged guys. And then I catch up to another group on 5, but there's like 3 other groups in front of them. So I have to finish the front behind them. They make the turn, but the groups in front of them don't. And then on 11, they let me play through. Anyway, I'll read you my round. Hole number 1. I rip driver right down the middle of the fairway. I'm on the first tee box and there's 3 guys making the turn, walking past the tee box as I tee off. I ripped this drive to the point that they stopped and clapped for me. It was sick. So I was feeling good, especially after the day before, because I was like, I have no idea how this fucking game's going to go. I just had a couple of strong beers at brunch. Who knows what's going to happen? Anyway, hit the fairway, miss the green, bogey. Second hole, bogey. I should clarify too. This is the fourth nine at the public course in the same town I live in. I have not played this nine yet. So first two holes, bogey, bogey, two over through two. Third hole, par four. I get par. That's I sent you a Snapchat after my drive and approach shot.
Oh, you should have had birdie. Should have had birdie.
Dude, it's like a crazy hole. So it's like a
crazy
dog leg right, but it goes downhill and then uphill. Like your tee shot's downhill, but then it goes back uphill to the green. And there's a creek that's like 200 yards out that goes right through the middle of the fairway. So you have to like hit something really short before it or just hit driver over it. I ripped driver, hit like a perfect cut. Like I was trying to hit I don't know what I was doing. I was like, for whatever reason that day, I was hitting driver really well to the point that I could like draw or fade, whatever I wanted to do kind of thing. Perfect ball, 60 yards, throw up a lob wedge to 3 feet, 3.5 feet maybe. Past the hole, downhill, a little testy, trickled past, tap in par, whatever.
Kid sent you a snap. Little testy. Kid was nervous. Yeah. Knees were shaking. Palms were sweaty.
Yeah. I had eaten spaghetti. It was my mom's, whatever. So anyway, make par. Then on the fourth tee box, par three, guys let me play through, miss the green, chip, two putt, bogey. Then I go par, 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 bogey, bogey. Make the turn at 41, five over. Feeling pretty good, especially after the day before, because when you make the turn the day before at 47, 48, whatever it was, anything beneath that feels good.
Yeah, 41's a good score.
Oh, yeah. I like the 41. That's what you had on the front at the IOI.
Oh, yeah.
Then I make the turn. I bogey the first hole. I yanked my drive left. It kicked off the trees and back into the fairway, so I got really lucky. But then I pulled my approach shot into a bunker, hit a nice shot, but then two-putted. So I go bogey, par, par, double. I par three, missed the green, and then duffed my chip. And then missed the green, duffed chip, hit another chip, two-putt. It was really ugly. 14, bogey, 15, par, 16, birdie. So now I am three over on the back. And then on 17, 18, I go bogey, bogey for another five over nine and 41. To wrap up with an 82. So I needed that round on Sunday after my abysmal performance at the IOI on Saturday.
So where are you at with doubles? What are you at?
So that puts me at 26 doubles through 117 holes.
Okay.
And six birdies are better.
Okay. So your five birdies are better up on me. And okay. I have five more bogeys, doubles or worse. And
okay.
At this point, I'm 18 holes behind you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I played around today. I wasn't fucking lazy. We had gorgeous weather out here in Marlboro, Connecticut. So I got out there, bro. I'm embarrassed. So first of all, let me tell you, I hit six greens. I missed.
You played nine holes and you hit six greens.
Yeah, and I missed two. Wow. I missed two greens by probably a total of like 6 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I putted the ball more times than I used every other club.
Okay.
It's not good.
All right.
Just
give me the bare bones detail. Give me your scores and give me your doubles, because you sound like you don't want to talk about this round too much.
So, bro. So first hole, it's a par five. I hit the fairway. I missed the green by probably like 2 feet. It's literally on the fringe.
Are you at Tallwood?
Yeah.
Your second shot, you missed the green by 2 feet? Or you're talking like your third shot.
The shot to be a green in regulation.
Right. Okay.
And then I two putted once I got onto the green. So
okay.
I was right off the bat, wasn't feeling it from the greens.
So bogey on one?
Yep, bogey on one. Okay. Second hole, hit the fairway, hit the green, three putt bogey. Awesome. Three putt bogeys are great, dude. Those are
That's a scoreable hole too.
Right.
That short par four, yeah.
Right. Oh, dude, I hit the fairway.
No. I'm not trying to shit on you. I'm thinking what you're thinking at the same time.
Yeah. The third hole, 190 yard par three. I missed the green to the right. Chipped on. Oh. Yeah, it's not great there. I chipped on, two putted.
So two putt bogey. So okay. Three over after three.
But no doubles.
No.
When I'm playing like bogey golf, I'm more worried about my doubles than I am what my score is.
Oh, trust me, Kev. There are times when I've got 4-foot putts and I'm like, yo, this could really piss me off if I miss this thing. And at least I was playing with Dan, who I've talked about previously on the podcast. This kid gets out here. He texted me. He's like, yo, you want to get out at lunch, try to play? I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, yo, let's just play at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Yo, he's trying to get out there. I am all about that. I usually get out at 6 a.m. like later in the year when it's a little bit warmer, but we'll see. So fourth hole, par five. Hey, I played it well. I hit a fairway, I hit a green, and I two putt for par.
Nice.
So I'm three over after four, and I've hit every fairway that's possible. And I've pretty much hit three out of four greens. It's not an official one, but like the first hole, I was this fucking close, dude.
You're like, on the fringe. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like I thought of it as like a pretty good shot. Like it could have been better. All right.
It's like when you miss the fairway, like a foot into the rough, like you hit a good drive.
So I'm feeling good about it. I was like, yeah, I've hit every fairway. I know I looked at that before we teed off on number five, which is the hardest hole. It's a dog leg right uphill.
I hate that fucking tee shot, man.
Yeah, dude. It's so hard. So I didn't hit it well. I left my arms out. I tried to come through too quick and the typical left to right came in. So it put me up in the fucking trees. And by up in the trees, I mean, I'm literally leaning against a tree and I hit my hybrid through some trees back out into the fairway. At first I was like, yo, I'll find it. But like, who knows? When I played last week, when I got the 51, I had to play backwards out into the fairway because I was in a spot that like I couldn't advance the ball. The trees were so thick there. So I was able to advance the ball up to leave myself like 160 yards out. Luckily, I was able to put the ball on the green from there and I two putted to save bogey on the hardest hole. So dude, hitting it into the woods there, like saving a bogey. The kid I was playing with, Dan, he birdied it. He stuck it to like 4 feet. And I was like, damn. Yo, great birdie, man. And after I hit mine, I was like, yo, I'll tell you, I'm very pleased with the bogey there. He's like, are you serious from where you were? He's like, fuck yeah.
So then damn, birdie on that hole, sick. Cause that's like a long approach.
Hardest hole on the course. Absolutely. So sixth hole, 187 yard par four, par three.
Give or take.
No, 187 yard par three. I stick the green, three putt bogey.
Okay.
That's my second three putt bogey. Seventh hole, about 400 yard par four. Missed the fairway by like a foot. So I still feel like I'm striking the ball well. I hit the green. Three putt bogey. That's my third three putt bogey. Eighth hole, par four, 400 yards. Missed the fairway by like 10 feet. Stick the green from like 180. Two putt par.
Ninth that's a hole, sick par.
Dude, that's
I hate that fucking hole.
That hole is so hard. I left my ball up on the right-hand side, so I had a much better angle. I didn't have to go over the water.
Yeah.
Which made it more helpful. But dude, 180, like I stuck this ball. Like I felt great about it. And then number nine, par three, downhill, about $175. Stick the green, three putt bogey. I had 22 putts. I shot a 42.
I was gonna say like
4 3 putt bogeys. I had zero doubles. That's awesome. That's great. And don't get me wrong, like the fact that I had 4 3 putt bogeys, that means get your ass on the putting green and work on your shit. They were long, like three putts. They weren't like all short, but that's so great that I can come away with this and be like, yo, out of nine holes, I was super close. I hit six greens and I barely missed two of them. Like I almost hit 8 out of 9 greens.
Well, you don't need to spend money on range balls. You need to just grab those vice balls and go park out on the fucking practice green.
Yeah. So I'm at 108 holes. So I'm 9 holes behind you.
Okay.
5 doubles ahead of you. So I just need to keep playing golf without getting double bogeys, essentially.
You had no double bogeys today, right?
None.
Dude, when you texted me earlier, I thought you had like 6 double bogeys on
Kev,
nine.
I had...
But like, it makes sense why you were so upset after you just told me what happened. But I was like, what the fuck happened to this kid?
I hit four greens and then three putted, and I shot a 42. Say great. I cut it in half, it's a 40. Say I get one more out of it, I'm in the fucking 30s, and I'm only four over par. Like it
you know,
it, that's
maybe you need to buy a new putter.
Oh no, it was all me. I was leaving everything soft, and I know why. Because the last course I played, the greens were fast as fuck.
Donnie?
Yeah, Donald Ross didn't do me any fucking favors.
Dude, I don't know. I had too many three putts. Those fucking greens were getting to my head on dude, Saturday.
Three putts are horrible, but three putt bogeys
are
fucking awful. Like,
terrible.
Four of them, folks. I had fucking four of them. Also, shout out Chris Noski. Forgot to mention, this guy got a polo and a pullover. He's looking for all the merch. When I walked into the clubhouse one day, he was like, dude, everything you have on, I want it. I didn't tell him I was going to buy him a hat because I love the hats, Kev. I'm just not sold on it yet. I want us to get really locked down on another one with the green grass under the logo.
Yeah,
we're going to get them. So Noski, appreciate the love, brother. And we're going to get them too soon. But dude, yes, Kev, four fucking three putt bogeys. It kills me, folks. Kills me. And I'm sorry, dude, for whining about it.
You know what I think needs to happen? I think Birdie Ball needs to improve their technology.
I think Brian needs to practice more. No, it's not that.
You practice all winter on the Birdie Ball mat. Yeah, and I still three putt bogey. Need to get your money back.
Well, here's the problem. I'm not practicing from 45 feet, you know, 35 feet. Like, I need to spend more time on the practice greens and kick off these little students that they're trying to teach out there. Listen, this guy's got a podcast. He's trying to get things done. Oh, actually, Kev, can I rant about something real quick? Do you mind?
I would prefer if you did rant about something real quick, and I don't mind.
Awesome. So me and Dan tonight, we're playing, and it got real slow. Like, the guy in front of us, he like quit after six, and he walked over to number one, and he was like, he just started playing. Dan's like, we could do that. And I was like, yeah, Dan, like, we can, but like, we're not going to get that many more holes in. And I'm like, I'm trying to log this at least. Like, Kevin and I were doing this, you know, he knows about the doubles. And he even says, he's like, dude, I'm so glad I'm not in this tournament. He's like, I hear about you. He's like, and I get one. I'm like, oh, so glad I'm not involved in that. But so anyways, he started double today. He ended up at six over.
Damn,
bro.
Daniel.
He ended up with two birdies after that, but like he turned it on. The kid came to play. So anyways, like four holes in a row. We're waiting on the tee box with this twosome, and the twosome is just bitching about how slow the foursome is in front of them. And they're like, they have no golf etiquette. They don't know how to move this and that.
Wait,
and
are you just playing with Dan?
Yeah. So as they walked away, I was like, you know what's wild is that you didn't ask us to play with you as you're conversing with us. Because, Kev, this happened to us in Westfield, and it blew our minds. We were like, why are you talking to us and then just leaving us to wait for you for 15 minutes on every hole? Like, dude, why do you think we're friends? This is not cool. You don't think we have anything to say about this after the fact? Told them about the podcast. They want to listen in. That's fine. I hope they do, and I hope they shape up. I hope they fix the way they go about their business out there and pair people up. All right. Slow the game
coachable
down.
Coachable moment.
Dude, I'm just
coachable saying. Moment. Get coached up, son.
Finally on. So hole after hole, we're just standing on the tee box, and Dan keeps saying, he's like, well, we meet again. And I'm losing it internally. Cause I'm like, yo, this is hilarious. Like, this guy keeps on bringing up the way golf should be played and, like, you know, the unwritten rules of golf. And then Dan's just over here, like, saying, like, hey, guys, nice to see you again. And they'll have no problem talking to us. And then they just tee off and hit their balls and not the fairway like us. And we just watch them just walk out. And finally, on the 18th hole, when it was getting dark out, I mean, it was like 7:50 when we finally got to not 18. And they both tee off and they're about to walk off after we're fully having conversations. And Dan's like, you guys just mind if we hit out there with you? And they're like, no, we don't care whatsoever. That's absolutely cool. Really? You know, if it was absolutely cool, you would ask us that about an hour ago, and we probably could have been done by now.
Dude, unbelievable. I hate it.
But me and Dan both stuck it on the green. Because that's always the worry. Like, all right, we're getting yeah, sure, hit up with us. And it's like, oh shit, par three, 175 downhill, wind's blowing in our face. Shit. All right. Yo, don't fuck this up, dude. Don't make us look bad. I mean, granted, it's the last hole. Who gives a
dunk
shit?
Dunk it.
Yeah. But, well, the first guy who we were sawing in the woods all day, like he would have found some life in the rough balls. He sticks one to like like 20 feet below the hole, drains it for birdie.
Drains
it. Yellow ball, you know, it just drains it. The guy was.
I think better than being asked to play along and sticking it is when the twosome in front of you doesn't let you play through, and then your errant tee shot after they finish the par three is pretty much aimed right at their fucking skull.
Bro, so this is why we...
I felt bad about it, but in retrospect, it was funny because the kids behind us were like, they should have let you play with them.
We thought this was going to change on the sixth hole. It was a par three. We're waiting for them to clear the green on number five. We put our balls up. We finish. We're talking to them on the sixth green, on the sixth tee box. They then hit, and it was like par three. It's like, okay, cool. Like, you're really going to... Awesome. So we both stick our shots onto the green. Obviously, one of my fucking three putt bogeys. But then we both stick our shots onto the green. They see this because they're still waiting on the next tee box. Then we sit on the tee box. They pick up conversation again with us. Like, at this point, they're like, do you not see that we are fucking snipers out here? Let us play, guy.
You got to let people play through. You got to let people play through.
Or play especially, with, man. Just, hey,
or play with, yeah, like at the very
out least. Here, life in the rough logo. I'm obviously cool. You look at my ball. You're like, wow, that's an obviously cool logo. Right. That embroidery on your sweater is amazing. And like, duh.
Well, hey, a testament to my boys, Pat and Pat, that I play with at Town of Colony Golf Course. That's how I met them. I had a group, a twosome, let me play through, but there was like a shitload of groups in front of them. So then I caught up to them like on the next hole, and they're like, you want to just play with us? Cause like, it's just going to be slow out here anyway. Like, just do that, people.
Yeah. Great guys. Everybody, Pat and Pat.
People on the golf course are good people. Be good people part. With them.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This has been life in the rough.
I'm Brian Ackley.
I'm Kevin O'Coin.
Woo! See you next week.